We have an executive officer's report. Ms. Coleman.
Okay. Mr. Noren and board members, I have a couple of things to report. Just a couple of quick things to report on, some of which you've heard in the proceedings today. First, to start out by highlighting that we have had our first series of agricultural advisory team meetings, so not only the big meeting, but also then each of the sub-basin meetings. Those have gone very well. We've had a lot of really good dialogue. And as you saw from the graphic that David Leland put up, we are incorporating what we've learned from the dairy program to try to build some risk-based and affordable program, both for us and for the community. Those meetings, I think, our next step in March. We're going to start out in April again with the next series, and we will be taking into those some ideas of how we would define risk. What does high risk mean? What does low risk mean? So we got a lot of suggestions from folks when we were having our different sub-basin meetings, and so we're going to be drafting something for consideration of the advisory groups. The on-site waste treatment policy is scheduled to come out, I would say, just about any day now. We did manage to get into the draft a cutout for the Russian River so that our basin plan will stay in effect for the Russian River watershed until you guys adopt the TMDL, so that will make the TMDL process a little less chaotic, we hope, but we will have to bring to you a basin plan amendment for the rest of the region in fairly quick order, and that will probably affect the triennial review schedule that you just recently adopted. There will be I think it's an 18-month schedule that the State Board will put us on once they adopt it, so that would be a year and a half from now about we would need to have our basin plan amendment done. Couple of things last thing here before I move into some admin stuff. The nitrate report that was mentioned did come out. It was focused largely on the southern part of the state, but the nitrate findings and monitoring that has been done shows that we really don't have the kind of problems up here that they would have in Kern County and San Joaquin. So that's gotten a lot of play in the press, a lot of interest, a lot of dialogue about the role of treating. Is it cheaper to treat before you discharge the water or cheaper to treat? Whoa, must be late. Cheaper to treat when you pull it out and you treat it. So that's going to be an interesting dialogue, and we should be following that closely. Then moving on to some administrative things, we are in the process of switching email systems. We're moving from what we have now to Outlook. It's a pretty brutal process in which people have to go back and review their emails for the past, depending how long they've worked at the water board and how good filers they've been as filers, up to, you know, tens of thousands of emails to see whether or not they're records or not and whether or not they should have filed them 5 or 6 years ago and didn't. So that's going to put a crimp in our ability to turn around work. And so I just acknowledge that. Some people are in good shape and some people I think are in pretty desperately bad shape, and we'll find out who they are as the work products don't get done or they have meltdowns in their offices. The other thing that goes with that is we are going to renew the lease in our office, and that means we're going to have to move out of the office for 2 to 6 weeks. So that's going to be another big deal for us, and that's probably going to be sometime this summer. So those two things combined are going to affect the schedules that we've given to you. Our hopes and aspirations are going to be curtailed by needing to get those administrative things done. But I think having a nice, clean office is going to be really, really nice. It's gotten kind of old and funky. And so a new carpet and clean walls are going to be, and clean cubicle walls, I think, is going to be I think it's going to make us feel good after it's done, but it's going to be a hard transition. Last thing was, we were hoping to have the PALCO, the Attorney General folks who represented us on the PALCO litigation here, to acknowledge, but they haven't. They're not, so I would hope perhaps at some subsequent meeting we would be able to acknowledge the work that they've done defending us in the PALCO, the lawsuit that was brought against us by the successors to PALCO. So that's my report. Any questions that you have, I'll take them.
Kat, do you know anything about the progress towards the adoption of the industrial stormwater permit from State Board? Have you heard anything about that?
It's due. I actually don't know where that is. I have lost track of it. It's going to come out after the Caltrans, I believe. So it's they've queued them up. It's not out yet for review, as far as I know.
I haven't seen it either.
No, I think they're going to do the Caltrans and then industrial stormwater and then the phase two. I think that's the order they're going to take them in at the State Board.
Great. Okay, two other agenda items. Any board member requests for further or future agenda items?
About the move and all that, will that affect our schedule, our board meeting schedule, since we meet in the summer, and does that change?
We are committed to making sure that the board's schedule doesn't change. It may affect what we're able to bring to you.
Okay. But
keep the dates.
Keep the dates.
Hold those dates.
Yeah.
Don't think about changing those dates.
That's a good thing. Okay.
Well,
thank
the
you.
Creek's looking better.
Okay. Well, then I have on our calendar that the next meeting is to take place at 8:30 on Thursday, April 26th in Santa Rosa. And with that, I thank everybody for being here. If there's no other issues, then this meeting's adjourned.